After several accidents involving drivers around the country, many people have become concerned about the health of drivers today. The matter is not only related to each and every individual driver, but also greatly affects public security. As a result, some people are wondering whether it's possible to subject drivers to health checks prior to them going on duty every day.Wang Limei, Deputy Director of the China Road Transport Association, says that such a practice would be hard to implement.
It's hard to have drivers carry out health checks every time before they start working. Doing such health checks requires physicians to be present at the same time and the same place as the drivers. However, the real situation doesn't allow for such health checks. Some drivers start their routes at the bus terminals, while others take over shifts from other drivers at certain bus stops. Changing shifts takes place during the day and at night.
Currently, the practice of administering health checks to bus drivers before they begin work does not exist anywhere in the world. Most drivers say they're only required to undergo a health check when they are first recruited.
No, we don't have any annual checkup provided by the company, and I seldom go for a health check by myself. Whenever I feel uncomfortable, I will take a rest at home.
At the annual verification for one's driving lessons, drivers are usually required to pass a health check. In Beijing, there are 114 hospitals specified to provide drivers with health checks. However, some hospitals are not that serious in their assessment of drivers' health.Although the assessment form includes many items, including testing one's vision, audiometric tests, and the dexterity of a person's limb, every aspect is examined by one doctor in just a couple of minutes. One doctor says the check just go through the motions so that drivers can pass the annual verification for their driving license.In the United States, there are many more items included in the health assessment for drivers, such as blood pressure tests, electrocardiographs, and an assessment of knee-jerk reaction time. Expert Wang Limei says these items of assessment are necessary and should be included in China's assessment system for drivers.
I think we should pay more attention to potential cardiovascular or cerebrovascular diseases. As we can see, these diseases are not rare among middle-aged employees in the transportation sector. When a driver is at risk of cardiovascular and cerebrovascular diseases, he or she should be stopped from driving public transportation.
Wang Limei adds that it's better for drivers to receive health checks every 3 months in order to thoroughly reduce any potential health risks.
We should also pay more attention to drivers' physical and psychological health. I think the talk before driving mechanism is good. That means certain security personnel arrange a talk with the driver who is about to start his work in order to assess the driver's mental status. For example, to see if the driver is under great pressure and anxiety, or if the driver is drunk, or if the driver has any potential health risks.
Experts underline that both transportation companies and individual drivers should strictly adhere to the regulations for drivers as determined by the Transportation Administration. For instance, drivers are forbidden to work continuously for more than 4 hours. And for distances exceeding 400 kilometers, there must be two drivers taking regular turns. For CRI, I'm Zhang Wan.